Hi. Let's pray. Hey, Lord, it's us again. Thank you for another day. Chance to do something for somebody else. We're looking at your book again, so of course we need your help. Help us to learn what it is you need us to learn so we can be of maximum service to you and to others. In your name, Jesus. Amen. So some time ago, a study from the New York Times, if you can believe it, it showed that couples who were the happily married for long periods of time really began to look alike. Yeah. Even if the man and the woman had no resemblance when they got married, they showed marked resemblance later in life. Weird. Moreover, the more marital happiness the couple reported, the greater the increase in facial remembrances. This change, the study said, was apparently due to the decades of shared emotional and similar lifestyles. Please pray for Dawn. I hope she never gets my nose or mustache. The poor woman puts up with so much. What does that have to do with today's worship service? I hope it does. As time goes by, for us, we Christians reflect the love of Christ. Jesus, God in the flesh. Okay, so did you catch that phrase, children of God? Become children of God, that Pastor just read. And you just said, it was told to you where? In the service. The words of absolution, children of God. Do you believe you're a child of God? Huh? Well, guess what? You are. You are precious in God's sight. Even before you were born, God was loving you up, right? You. Yes, you. Huh. Children of God. Do you remember Psalm 139 where it says, "The Lord knit you together in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made." You. When you go home and before you fall asleep, wash your face and look at that. You are precious in God's sight. You are loved and you're accepted. Before we had anything to do with it, God was saying, "You're my kid." Before we confessed, right, anything, before we pled for mercy, total amnesty and gratuitous pardon was there. God was saying, "Yes, I love you. You are mine." We receive that statement, phrase, "become children of God" is proclaimed as part of the absolution of our confession of sins. Now, confession is for our benefit, not God's, ours, right? It's for us to get rid of anything that stands in the way of our usefulness to God and to others. God gave us authority, and God called us through his own will. It's not about us. It never has been. It's through Christ Jesus' life, death, and resurrection that you're a child of God. And he continues to do that and love you up each and every day. Jesus Christ is Lord forever. You are a child of God. Christ was born for you. Anyone read Eugene Peterson's translation of the Bible? I think it's called The Message. He translates the verses that Pastor just read this way. "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw his glory with our own eyes, one-of-a-kind glory, like a father and son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish." Jesus lived among us and lives among us. He became one of us, entering our brokenness. Do you ever get a glimpse of the Lord? Do you? We're gonna really soon in the baptism of this child. Where have you seen and got a gift, you know, a glimpse of Christ? People in our lives who make a difference, those that are full of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, self-control, those people that are not too heavenly-minded, they're of no earthly good. Do you have people in your life that make a difference? I got a couple of examples. Gladys, about 20 plus years ago, food drive, Minneapolis campus, she pulls in her husband's big, huge Fasool Cadillac. You know, you could hide six kids in the back underneath the trunk for breaking into a movie theater. They're called drive-ins. Maybe some of you don't remember those. Drive-in theaters, huge car. She pulls in and she says, "Curdy," she called me Curdy. And she said, "Come here." And the front of her car, front seat jammed with food, the back seat jammed with food. And then she says, "Look in the trunk." She pops the trunk, jam-packed full of food. We unload it all, thank her. And then she says, "Curdy, don't tell my husband." Sharing God's grace, God's love. I remember a camp counselor, my ninth grade camp counselor, Rolf, loved up strangers, helped us in our walk with Christ. I remember a guy named, he's still alive of course, Paul Pedersen, was the waterfront director for years up at camp. And he and his buddy Spider would come by and visit with the campers, and he'd help us in our walk with Christ. You know, we're this big and he's this big. He did it because he loved other people's kids. One of my heroes. And then there was a guy named Paul. He was a pastor. We were at the big house, 1984. I'm having a real difficult time being alive. Don't know what this from that. And we show up to church on Easter and we're late and it's my fault. We're never late at Mount Olivet. Mom and Dad Callan said, "Ooh, you show up 5 minutes early. You might even be late then." After the service, I remember nothing about Easter except the flowers smelled real nice, I think. I'm over there crying through most of the service. And this big, tall, former basketball player, senior pastor, comes walking down the aisle and he's doing this, scanning the crowd to see who's there. And I'm on the aisle because, you know, I got issues. And he comes up to me and grabs my arms gently and says, "Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead for you too, Kurt." And he went out the door. People in our lives who make a difference. The Holy Spirit, we get a glimpse of others. They talked about truth and grace, right? We have a Savior that's full of truth and full of grace. We have nothing to be concerned or worried about. The author of grace was told by many that he was no good, that he was a liar, that he was useless, that he was mad, he was deluded. And then he receives the ultimate rejection by being crucified by the Romans. He was despised and rejected. So that the despised and the rejection would have a comforter and a hero. And yet in all of that, he announced what? The cure of grace. Jesus became man and showed us that God is not merely a principle, but a person. Yeah, we're almost done, sweetheart. She's really cute. You got to look at her. Here's the good news for all of us. Because Jesus is grace full, full of grace and full of truth, we can just be ourselves in front of God. We don't have to clean ourselves or finish up this and that before we come. We can come to the Lord in complete confidence, knowing that the Lord will keep his promise. At Christmas, Jesus shouts down the voices that we hear with these words, "You are a child of God. You are worth everything to me. I'll make you whole. You don't need to die. I came to die for you, that you may really live."